Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Netflix is turning to artificial intelligence to help people paralyzed by too many choices. And for more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Bloomberg's Chris Palmieri. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Oh, anytime.
Oh, absolutely. So explain to us how exactly, well, we already get some recommendations for Netflix. Like when you first log in, they'll say, we recommend this. But how is Netflix going to take it to the next level and make choices easier for viewers?
Well, yeah, I mean, Netflix is famous for its algorithm that was, you know, recommending stuff to watch for years. And this is just, yeah, taking it up to another level with AI. They're talking about using generative AI to help discern what a viewer might be in the mood to watch. Maybe it's based on, you know, obviously based on previous viewing, but keywords you're typing or eventually even talking into the device, you know, just to sort of, you know, to really have a dialogue and a very custom tailored recommendation with the viewer.
So I understand that these remarks were made at a tech conference in San Francisco. What did people have to say about generative AI capabilities here?
Oh, it was the top discussion at the Bloomberg Tech Conference this week for sure. Everyone from Verizon talking about all the consumer, customer representatives who are going to be replaced essentially by AI. Literally every company had some sort of story. And, you know, here in Hollywood, I went to an event last week that Amazon sponsored, and they were talking about how they're using AI and even in their sports coverage to suggest, you know, things for the commentator to say in the middle of a game based on, you know, history of the players and things like that. It's really permeating every part of the entertainment business. That's just about every business.
Getting back specifically to Netflix, how do we expect that information to be presented to us?
Oh, it's going to come. It's going to come through the interface, and they're going to, you know, do it not immediately. It's just it's a gradual thing that they're doing, and it's just again making that recommendation engine that they're so famous for even more personalized.
Should we be concerned about our privacy?
Always a concern in the tech land, for sure. But, you know, at this point, Netflix has become, you know, sort of a trusted member of the household. You know, it hasn't been hit with a lot of the, you know, the privacy lawsuits and things like that, though, so much of the tech industry has. So we'll see. Their day in court may come. But right now, Netflix seems to be just sort of something you Netflix and chill with.
When we get these programs suggested to us and tailored to us, can this hinder new discoveries?
Yeah, I mean that's what they hope. So it's not just like, you know, you type in World War II and sort of watch the latest World War II movie. You're really discovering, you know, more about the actors, more about the type of movie that you're watching, whether drama, comedy, who's in it. I mean, there's just so much they can do. And who knows where this goes. I mean, Disney has also been talking about, you know, putting consumer-generated content up on their Disney Plus streaming service. So there's just so many options for us to use AI, and streaming is going to be a big one.
Yeah, that's pretty fascinating. I wonder, here's one problem that I have. I don't know if they can fix. What if you're sitting in your living room and you're looking at Netflix and you want to see one show and your husband wants to see another, if they can find a compromise show?
That's a great idea. Yeah, I call it cheating when my wife watches a show that I wanted to watch. yeah, how dare you not include me? But yeah, no, and of course, finding stuff, it's sort of, you know, the whole problem is, you know, 600 channels and nothing's on. You know, this is, you know, hopefully a way we're going to, you know, find things to watch and resolve conflicts and all of that, hopefully.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. That is Bloomberg's Chris Palmieri talking about Netflix turning to artificial intelligence to help people paralyzed by too many choices.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.